This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the news and cues you need to watch out for. Well, the market did end at record highs on Friday. We had Reliance and HDFC Bank, which really led gains, but the mid-cap index closed flat. FII's net bought around 914 crores in the cash market. DII's net bought around 1,275 odd crores. Now, in terms of COVID-19 worries, it seems as though it is easing. So as of May 30th, India reported 1.65 lakh total cases in the last 24 hours, with deaths at 3,460. US S&P is less than 1% away from its record highs. We have Asia, which is largely in the red right now, and the SGX, which is indicating a bit of a softer start. In terms of the commodities market, we have gold, which is at 1900, Brent crude, which is at 68.72. And talking about crude prices, petrol has crossed the 100 rupee mark in the city of Mumbai. We also have macro data, which is the Q4 FY21 GDP, which is estimated at 0.9% versus 3% year-on-year and versus 0.4% Q-on-Q. Lot of results today. So Aurobindo, Narayana Health, Colte Patil, Magma FinCorp, Rupa and Company, to name a few. And in terms of result reactions, Bank of Baroda, Divi's Labs, Glenmark, Nazara Tech, Fortis, Max Health and City Union Bank. Well, on that note, it's a wrap on this market podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. It's brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.